Wrestling with Martin Bester.
About a week ago, we had a studio bust by Natasha and Albert. And we got talking about a certain very, very talented young musician.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
The studio got busted this morning by Albert and Natasha.
Can I do it? Can I do it?
Albert.
Yeah, 5:15.
Natasha and Martin. Natasha.
Albert.
We put your faces up at security and say, do not let these people in the journalist. Get the video geplaas van een muzikant, JP Dix.
Man, sien jy daai stofstraat daar?
Ja.
Ek staan in die dag daar en dan praat jy maar vir mense vir donasies en dis so ek leef, van dag tot dag.
Want JP, daar is meer in jou. Jy is ongelooflik talentvol.
Wat soveel mense verby hom gery, niemand iets gedoen en ek besluit, mos moet die man help.
Dink jy JP sal 'n Friday Live doen?
Ek dink hy sal in trane uitbars as ek vir hom moet bel en sê hy gaan op.
Oh man.
Hy het hom die dag toe kom gaan haal het in rehab, het hy gesê, imagine ek kan op Jacaranda weer.
Oh,
27 jaar.
JP, kom join us op Friday Live. He deserves to be here and we deserve to hear that beautiful, beautiful talent of his. That's amazing.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.
JP Dix. Lekker, my vriend. Goeiemorgen.
Goeiemorgen, Martin.
Om jou, my vriend.
Baie, baie goed.
Lekker, man. What an incredible journey. I met JP back in the day. I was still in Kinky Robot at the time. Sure. I think we did a show together. He just reminded me the place was called Rusty Horse.
That's it, yeah. In Centurion.
Yes, and Churas. Die band wat jy was, die story was die Dixie Hillbillies geweest. Yes. And that's when I realized how multi-talented this guy is, because hierdie eenste banjo, ons gaan nou oor hom praat. Jy het hom gejol in die show nog.
Yes, dit was hy, die eenste een.
What came first? Wat die eerste gekom, gitaar of vocal?
Weet jy, Martin, ek dink, wel, voor ek even gitaar gespeeld het, ek begin as 'n drummer, so.
Oh.
Ja, en toe het my broer het begin gitaar speel en toe het ek net begin interested raak in dit. And when I picked it up, I couldn't put it down.
and you really, really shouldn't. But you did for a while. And yeah, that must have been a massive decision in your life, is to stop doing what you're so good at doing and what you're so passionate about.
Yeah.
So ek neem nou maar aan, dit was nie 'n baie maklike besluit gewees nie.
Nee, ek was op 'n baie, baie donker plek in my lewe gewees, Martin. Ja, it wasn't easy. Jyself wat 'n musician is, weet, this is what we do, you know, it's what we live and breathe.
Yeah.
And it was, it was baie moeilik sonder my music.
And you know what, I think this is an inspiration for a lot of people that feel in life that they want to give up what they're doing and to give up the life they know. It's not an easy decision, I'm sure. It's a really, really tough decision. But when you're in that moment and you've made that decision and you've made that choice, wat gaan deur die mense kop?
Man, ek dink dit is net as 'n mens hopeless voel, jy weet, en dis moeilik, ek meen, baie mense, elke persoon het sy eie, he's got his own demons he's facing, jy weet,
en yeah,
when you don't know how to deal with it, that's when people sometimes get lost, jy weet.
And you get so lost that you end up, well, basically on the street.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, yeah.
Dit is waar jy opgeëindig het.
Yes.
In strate wat seker familiar was.
But yeah,
in that moment, how tough is it just to be, I mean, did you feel lonely?
Ja, kijk, ek moet sê, where I was, the spot where I was, there in Centurion, you know, the people got to know me, and allemaal was nice met my, you weet, after a while, when they passed me, they were like greeting me, hi JP, hoe gaan het, you weet, and everybody looked after me, nobody ever said, go and get a job, or what are you doing here? But nobody ever stopped and listened to my story, and that's where Albert made the difference.
That's right, and we'll definitely get to that. We'll definitely get to that moment now. You ended up on the street, and that's where you, I suppose, you stumble upon another community of people.
Yeah.
Het jy enige iets daaruit geleer?
Definitief. Don't judge a book by its cover. Jy weet, daar's soveel mense wat met pyn sit. Jy weet, en it's easy to judge people, but take the time to listen to their story, you know, before you judge. Definitely.
And every JP, South African, sorry Felicity, I wanted to ask you both, you and Paula, this. We all, in our daily route, on our daily route, we experience people.
Yeah.
From all walks of life, whether it is in a shopping center, shop at work, And stopping at a traffic light.
Yes.
Seeing people living on the street.
Yeah. All the time.
And you don't necessarily make the time or have the time to hear their story.
No, look, I find that, and I'm going to be very honest with you, often I find myself even trying not to make eye contact. And I can't imagine as a human being when other human beings don't even want to look at you because you feel so unseen, like you're not even worthy of eye contact. Because in my mind, I can't right now. And so if I just don't look at you, then it is like you're not even asking. I don't have to be responsible. And I know that sounds awful, but that is literally what I think a lot of us do. We don't even look at the people on the street, never mind ask them what their stories actually are.
Yeah, I had a moment of learning in Rosebank a couple of years ago. A young man went to one of the big Joburg schools, a graduate, and things just went wrong, you know, and he found himself living on the streets. And it woke me up because I thought, my goodness, how many of him are there?
And why?
And how?
And the reason is not as simple as we want to often think it is.
Yeah. And no one really stopped and asked.
You know, hulle het altyd gestop en maar soos ek sê, mense is bang, jy weet, want hulle weet ook nie wat is die persoon se agtergrond nie. So people are scared. Hulle is bang om, ek weet nie.
JP, ja. En ek vra, het jy op 'n stadium gedink miskien verdien ek dit? Ek het my selfie gekry en ek verdien hierdie leefstyl of hierdie lewe.
Definitief, want jy weet, toe ek vastgevang was in verslawing, you know, I made a lot of bad choices and I hurt a lot of people. Jy weet, ek het baie mense teleurgestel en ek dink die guilt bring jy ook tot op 'n punt wat jy voel, you know what, maybe I do deserve this. En maar aan die ander kant, it brought me a lot closer in my spiritual life. Het my baie nader aan die Here gebring en I was protected for almost a year.
En hier is ons vandag op Friday Live. Jack and FM, if you're just tuning in, this guy is so much talent, it's ridiculous. It's JP Dix.
You're with your roaring family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.